Donna Summer. Now, we're talking about the estate that is being regenerated, which means taking housing stock that's worth this and needs a bit of a facelift, will be worth that and has been improved. And in the middle are people who say, actually, I feel a bit pushed around. The council says, no, we are going to increase and improve homes in our local authority. Thank you very much. And it does involve the use of compulsory purchase orders. And one of those people facing such a compulsory purchase order is Yasmin Parsons. Welcome to the Jeremy Vine Show, Yasmin.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well. Glad that you've joined us. I know you're feeling very upset because a compulsory purchase order means, hello, Yasmin, sell your house.
No, it means we are stealing your house. A compulsory purchase order, if you recognise it, means that you are not allowed to sell it on the open market. You are only allowed to sell it to one individual, the dealer. And if that dealer decides that an individual price is what he feels is the price of your property, that's what you've got to sell it at. It is it's no open market at all. That's a fallacy.
Now, it's gone up, hasn't it, the money? For instance, a high-rise one-bedroom, they were offering $90,000 in June. They're now offering $145,000 after arbitration. So the money has increased a great deal for the CPO.
Well, in that case, all we got to do is sit here for another year and then it'd be up to $400,000. How can it suddenly rise 20 grand? The two-bed masonettes, we was offered $130,000. That's open market in March this year. And now all of a sudden it's $213,000, $215,000. I mean, how quickly has that gone up? That's absolutely amazing. They've either been lying through their teeth trying to defraud us out of our homes, or these properties are worth an absolute fortune and everybody should stay here till next year and walk away with over $400,000.
Now, Yasmin, you bought a council flat for which you are now being offered £212,000, and there are listeners who can't get on the property ladder, and they could wonder if you may also be about to make money because you'll have a 50% share in a better place, Yasmin, so you will still be protected.
Right. I was forced to buy this masonette. I did not want to buy it, and like many other people, we could not get the transfers we kept requesting, but we was kept pumped, oh, buy it, buy it, buy it. So we bought it, and within 2 months, instead of a year and a bit trying to find a new place, within 2 months, the properties was ours. The new properties which are building, like they got on the traffic island, are already falling apart. It's less than 2 months, they don't get the phones going, the security doors keep opening by themselves, they've had to disconnect all the fire alarm system, they've had to take the walls down because of the flooding, they've got hot water coming through on the toilet bowls,
so
they've got lights coming through, they put in heat sensors where smoke detectors should be, and that's just the start of it.
Now, what are you going to do about the bulldozers that may come?
I will give him a cup of tea as he comes through the door, and if he's really nice, I'll give him a biscuit to go with it.
But then he's got the wheel of a bulldozer, Yasmin.
I don't care. I'm staying here. These are decent homes. The council deliberately in 2003 made a statement which they put on, but they would not be doing any major repairs on this estate. They had deliberately allowed this to run down. These properties will still be standing when the new ones fall down.
Is this regeneration? Can I use the word regeneration about it?
No, it's degeneration. It's theft. It is theft of public land and public property. This land is worth over $45 million. They got it for a £5. And that was on the proviso that they built 550 social homes. They then deliberately used a principal development agreement to change that around. We had a pledge which was agreed with all three, with the residents, the council and the developers, before Barrett's was supposedly involved, which agreed that we would have 550 homes, we would have the choice of where we wanted to move to, we would be compensating full for the cost of move, and we would have a real say in the regeneration. It also said about our votes counts.
Right.
What the Thomas neglected to tell you, what he was told on again on Tuesday of this week at the Toad Hall, was that Metropolitan actually walks around collecting the voting slips
all right,
from residents
thank you,
and
thank
actually
you.
Helps to fill them in for quite a few of the residents.
Right, thank you, Yasmin. Thank
so
you very much.
Independent voting,
thank you,
it?
Yasmin. Thank you very much indeed. Now, I don't know about that new claim we're hearing there from Yasmin, so that's Yasmin's opinion, but I'm not reporting that for you today. What I am reporting today is the argument whereby the council says we are building 543 for social and affordable housing, renting and buying, and we are improving. Then there's the argument. Chris Hurley says on Facebook, social cleansing is happening all over London. I'm part of a campaign group in Acton that's fighting demolition and redevelopment. Rod Phillips is in Aberdeen, a city I mentioned to you earlier, which also has high housing costs. How much did the tenants pay in the first place? They are complaining that the new houses cost too much, but they are lucky to have gotten their current owned houses for a lot cheaper.